It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Little Bat Studio, and it's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Take all the hassle out of a Penn State football weekend with GoPSURV.com. Great RVs, check in Friday night, leave Sunday morning, big screen TV in the lot, shuttle to and from the stadium, visit GoPSURV.com to reach out to Mark, or reach out to Mark directly at 1-800-519-8467 to learn more and book your RV for the 2019 season. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience.
And just one quick thing on that. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Ross Tucker.
One quick thing on that. I can remember, people listening might be able to relate, when I used to go to Penn State games when I was little, my dad didn't want to do the whole drive both ways that day. So we would get up in Reading at 5:30, 6 a.m., we're on the road, probably get to State College 9:30, 10, whatever it is. The game, you know, tailgate, the game, and then drive back. But we wouldn't drive all the way back because usually by the time the game's over, you're tailgating. And we used to stay at different, like, motels. And because my parents weren't – they did – actually, I take that back. They did have season tickets, but – it was back then especially, I don't know what it's like now, Bob, maybe you know, but back then especially, it was really hard to get hotel rooms anywhere close.
It still is.
So this was like past Lewistown or Lewiston, past that, like motels, they were like seedy and shady. I remember walking to these places being like, I can't believe my parents, like, I guess I didn't know any different when I was really little, but now that I drop, because now when I go up to Penn State, I drive by them. I wouldn't let my daughters near those things. It's unbelievable. So I only mention that because
the value,
especially if you're just doing a one-game thing or a couple games, the value of being able to be that close to Beaver Stadium and having the built-in tailgating and the built-in travel to the stadium and the built-in food. It really is a great deal. This is not just, oh, this guy sponsors the segment. No, like, it really is a great deal. Unless they put up a bunch of hotels that I'm not aware of right near Beaver Stadium.
Almost as big of an issue is they put more hotels up, but they price the price for the games, and they almost all of them require a two-night minimum.
Two-night minimum.
And for even for the smaller games, the cost is prohibitive. And forget about the Michigan game. You can we're talking like $700 or $800 a night to stay in like a two and a half star hotel. It's just ridiculous.
My recommendation is twofold. Either go to gopsurv.com or walk into a random fraternity and just find a couch.
That's the fallback.
That's your fallback option.
All right, for Tucker's Tape this week, we're going to talk about the latest recruits in the 2020 class. They got two of them earlier this week, a wide receiver and a cornerback. You're going to break them both down. It's the second multiplayer commitment day for the 2020 class in the last week. The class is now at 18. They've had some comings and goings. They've had some guys decommit. They've got 10 players added to this class in the last 2 weeks and 12 since the beginning of June, plus several, you know, pretty high-profile ball player dudes that have decommitted. But are you ready, Ross? Let's get started.
Yeah, so first of all, I don't remember a month more eventful for Penn State recruiting than June of 2019.
Yeah.
I mean, craziness. And also, I don't think I've done many of the 2020 commits yet.
We have not.
I think I did Grant Toutant and Derek Wingo. And usually it doesn't bother me when kids decommit because, hey, they're free to make their decisions. But let me just tell you this, Grant and Derek. You start wasting my life. You start wasting my time. You're taking my time away from my family. Now I got a real problem with you. So I will be rooting against Ohio State and Florida for the next 3 to 4 years, as every kid
says. You sound like Sean Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High right there with Mr. Hand in the classroom.
Let me just tell you, man. So anyway, I think those are the only two I did. Those like are the first two commits.
Because they didn't have many. And then, obviously, we were busy. And then doing other stuff.
Well,
and
we were busy doing my 2019 review.
Review.
Right.
And let me just say there's one thing that needs to be said here. There's a lesson there. That these kids that commit really early, those were the first two commits. These kids that commit really early, number one, generally have not really gone through much of the process.
Right.
Number two, they're impetuous by nature and they don't really think out their decisions clearly. And number three, I think they get bored. Yeah. I mean, I think the earlier kids commits, unless it's like Keaton Ellis from State College where, you know, he's right there. I just think there are concerns when kids commit so early or everybody thinks they're going. Micah Parsons, Julian Fleming, like when everyone says when a kid's in ninth or 10th grade, that's where he's going. A lot of times that's not where those kids then end up because it's like they don't like it. They don't like that everybody thinks they know where they're going.
All right, let's start with the latest. The cornerback, Joseph Johnson, 6'2", 175 pounds. He's a 3/4-star corner. He's from Life Christian Academy in Colonial Heights, Virginia. Virginia again. He's the number 33 ranked corner in the country, number 9 player out of Virginia, 366 nationally. He's the only cornerback in this class right now, and he was originally committed to NC State and decommitted and flipped to Penn State.
Well, I think what happened is he just started to get better offers.
Correct.
Ohio State, Penn State. Thank goodness for Virginia, by the way. Seriously. Now, UVA,
I mean, odds are he's going to be pretty good. So just look at
UVA is on the upswing, I think, a little bit. Virginia Tech's on the downswing.
I agree.
I mean, nobody, not that anybody listening to this podcast or show cares, but UVA has a chance to kind of take that state. But neither one of them are getting very many of the elite dudes in that state. So this guy, speaking of elite, has elite size. I've seen him listed at 6'3", 180. You said 6'2", 175. You get a corner above 6 foot. That is elite, elite size. And what's important about it is it's not just his height. It's the length of his arms. He uses it really, really well. And you hear different people. Bryce Hall at Virginia is a Bishop McDevitt kid.
Correct.
Will likely be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft, would have been a first-round pick last year. He's got a crazy wingspan and does a good job of getting his hands on. I mean, if you get your hands on a receiver on a play, it's over. They're done. You get your hands on a receiver, they're done. He does a really good job of that. He's a very willing tackler, which you need to be with that size. Has very good instincts and body control. Like you can see he baits quarterbacks into things sometimes. You can see he's got a good feel for where the ball's going to go. And even when it looks like he's beat, he's just so long. He still gets a hand on it and has that body control when the ball's in the air. The concerns, speed. It's hard to tell.
Right.
Sometimes kids are their legs are that long that they're long stretchers, but there weren't a lot on his video where you could really see how well he could run. And my sense is, well, let's put it this way. If a kid's 6'3", 180 playing corner, if they could really run, they have offers from every school in the country. Nick Saban lives at his parents' house if they're 6'3 and can really run. So speed is a concern. I also, Andy, I don't know if you watched the whole thing.
I did.
It was 7 or 8 or 9 minutes. I was like waiting for the plays.
I was waiting for the big play.
Like his video was him making tackles 8 yards downfield. I was waiting for interceptions, for pick sixes. I was waiting for him to play wide receiver and to be dunking on kids in the end zone. It's interesting to me that a kid like this got offered by schools like Penn State and Ohio State. They must just love his length and his instincts at that position because I was left watching his video wanting more. Like, where are the big-time game-changing plays?
I watched it twice, and I was in the exact same thing. And then the second time I went back and watched it, if you watch the this, not I say this as a coin for the dirty little stuff that you really don't, that doesn't grab your attention. But if you watch the little nuances of him, I'm like, okay, this A, it's his length, and B, his basics, his four walls that he builds himself on are very, very, very good. But he's not flashy. He's not fast. It just stood out to me that the dirty little stuff that you don't really look at as a big picture, he does them very, very well.
Yep.
So we're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light on this weekend. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Quarter number two, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. We're going over the latest recruiting. Bob Flounders is here, too.
It's okay, guys. It's okay.
Recruits it's in fine. The 2020 class. Wide receiver Parker Washington, 5'10", 197, three-star wideout from Fort Bend Travis High School in Richmond, Texas. Number 70 ranked player at his position, 58th player in Texas, 4'10 overall, 75 catches, nearly 1,500 yards, and 18 touchdowns as a junior.
Right, playing Texas 6A football.
Correct.
Which is the real deal, and that's insane production. I mean, for a high school kid to have those numbers, that's crazy. And I always think it's interesting when Penn State gets a kid from Texas like that. Like, how does that happen? You got to think A&M and Baylor and TCU and Texas are all over those guys. I don't know how many of them actually offered him, Andy, but it's always interesting to me. And I feel like Penn State – I mean, the one kid already transferred. How's the other kid? Remember, they got the two DBs from Texas,
right? The one kid, real early in the process.
Yeah, Humphreys.
Humphreys just decided no more. But it's amazing to me how much nationally Penn State. I include Virginia. I mean, I know that's a recruiting territory, but Florida, Texas. Now we're talking about, and you just don't hear a lot about Pennsylvania anymore. Like 4 or 5 years ago, it used to be.
Well, they're not getting the top kids, Fleming and Carmody, right. And some of these kids.
But I mean, it seems like there's no. Because of the depth of the talent, there's really no plan Bs in Pennsylvania for them to look at.
Right.
Because it's
well, Tyler Elsden was a plan B, let's be honest, right? Yeah. I mean, some of these guys are plan Bs. But anyway, Parker Washington, very good, but not elite speed. Excellent run after the catch and with the ball in his hands. They put him at running back, they put him at quarterback. He's good at everything, smooth route runner, terrific hands and feel for the game. Playing high level of competition, as I said, below average size. He has some similarities to me to KJ Hamler. I thought he was like a poor man's KJ Hamler, maybe a little bigger, but not as explosive, but really good with the ball in his hands.
Hey, anything close to KJ Hamler is a great, great get for Penn State. I mean, that guy's dynamic.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number two and Tucker's Tate. From the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, check back with us. We're going to be running more of these on the 2020 recruiting class. But stick with us. Your questions. Ask Ross is next. We'll be right back.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.